Okay, everybody, welcome back once again to Tech Gumbo. I'm Haggai Davis II, along with Haggai Davis III, and we'd like to welcome you into Tech Gumbo, which is a conversational show about the past, present, and future of all things technology in a topical, interesting, and digestible way.
Cardinal Capital also is a sponsor of Tech Gumbo. Cardinal Capital connects businesses to capital. It doesn't matter what business you're in, Cardinal Capital has the resources all across the U.S. that are willing to help fund organizations of any sizes, life cycles, categories, or locations. Cardinal Capital works with you to craft the best commercial finance package you need to achieve your business goals. Whether you're looking to refinance current debt to take advantage of the new government programs and favorable interest rates, or you're trying to finance new equipment, maybe you're trying to expand your existing business or acquire another one, Cardinal Capital has the resources to make it happen. Banks seek out Cardinal Capital to help them with the loans that they cannot do. The Cardinal Capital guys are easy to work with and fun to be around. Contact them today at 225-308-3700 or send them an email at info@cardinalcap.net and they'll be happy to help you with your commercial finance needs. So we do want to say thank you to our listeners who noticed we did not have a show last week. We are based in South Louisiana, and the hurricane that went through, you know, put a damper on our plans, but we've made it through, and so we want to say thank you for your concern. After we do that, we also want to invite listener questions. You know, our listeners contacted us through the number 225-255-0431, and if you are a listener and you have a question, send it to us. If we use your question at 225-255-0431, you will get a Tech Gumbo mug.
And the question this week is, can I get out of my cell phone contract?
Yeah. So cell phone contracts tend to be longer, 2 to 3 years. And sometimes your cell phone company really just starts making you mad for a lot of different reasons. And you decide enough is enough. When you get to that point, what do you do?
And the whole reason this question came about was because of Hurricane Ida down here in South Louisiana. AT&T went down for more than 24 hours. There was no AT&T cell phone coverage, no AT&T cell phone data. And there are still almost two weeks out, still parts of South Louisiana with no AT&T cell phone or data coverage. And so these people are very upset with AT&T because Verizon did keep working and T-Mobile did keep working through the storm and after the storm. And so the question came about, hey, I'm mad and I want to leave AT&T, but I'm under contract. Can I get out of the contract with them?
Well, the first question you should think about is that the thing which is worth switching for you? You know, the hurricane that went through was not a common occurrence. You know, it's still pretty rare to get Cat 4s and Cat 5s blowing through. So, you know, how often are you going to be in that situation where AT&T goes down for a natural disaster like that?
And the thing you have to remember, number one, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, they are all really, really good companies, and they provide really, really good cell service. And they all really, really suck. It just depends upon what day of the week you're asking that question of your cell phone cellular coverage.
So if you're upset, the first thing you should do is contact them. Call them and say, hey, I'm mad. I'm thinking about switching. And see how fast that they come around.
That's right. You want to, you know, after you've notified them, you want to, you know, back up your reasons for the termination. Say, hey, look, you know, if you just tell them, well, I was down for 24 hours because of the storm, they're not going to be that interested in having that conversation. But if you say, look, I'm moving from this part of the country to another part of the country, and you're not very good over in that part of the country, which is really harder and harder to say because they really are. Pretty much all the companies are everywhere now. But you know, or hey, look, I lost my job and I can't pay for my cell plan anymore. I need to cancel this contract. You know, give them some specific reasons to terminate the contract.
Yeah, as well as, you know, I just have bad service. And when I talk to my friends, they have better service on a different plan. And so, you know, I want to go to that other carrier who I notice performs better here wherever I live.
And when the frontline person that you're talking to does not just agree to let you out of the contract, then ask to talk to a manager, escalate up the food chain. When you get somebody higher up, you're more than likely to have, you know, a better chance of getting a resolution to your issue, or maybe even letting you out of your agreement. The next thing you might want to do is look at actually selling your plan.
Yeah, I didn't know this was a thing, but there's some carriers which allow you to transfer your plan to someone else if they're willing to buy it from you.
And, you know, so you can find somebody. You might find somebody who is looking to switch from that company to your company, and y'all can just swap plans kind of thing, so that, you know, it's a net for both carriers. And okay, they'll work with you. If you've got somebody, you know, you're on AT&T hypothetically, and your friend's on Verizon, your friend doesn't like Verizon and you don't like AT&T, work out a swap. Maybe, you know, the carriers are interested because they'll get a new client. The other, both companies will get a new client, and both people will be happier now.
Yeah. And that leans into the next one. Find the new carrier. You know, whenever you say, oh, I'm going to some other competitor, go talk to the competitor, see what their current deals are. And that way, whenever, you know, you make that first call to your current company, say, oh, well, you know, Verizon says that they're going to offer me this deal. I'm going to pay this amount per month. They're going to guarantee me this service, or so on and so forth. And so you can be specific. Let them know that you've already looked. This isn't a vague threat. You have a plan in place here.
But expect to see an early termination fee, so that, hey, if you're one year into a three-year contract, know that there is going to be some cost. If you leave early, they're not just going to say, oh, yeah, okay, you can ignore that last 24 months of your agreement. You're going to, you know, check with the new company you're going to. Maybe they will pay your early termination fee as part of you swapping over.
Right. And that also is part of, you know, you have to just look through your contract in general. Look to see what the early termination fee is. Look to see how long your current contract is. Look to see what the details are. Check to see if they've made any changes to it. Maybe they've altered the contract, which would allow you to have some wiggle room.
And so when you're looking through your current contract, number one, you want to actually have a copy of your contract to know what the rules are, what the plan is, what the early termination fee is. You need to know exactly what you're up against before you just call in randomly saying, I want to leave. If you don't know the contract you signed, you're not going to have a good outcome here.
Right. The next is look to see if there's a grace period. If you just signed up for the plan and you're struck with instant buyer's remorse, you know, maybe there's a 2-week or something like that, some small window to wherever, if it really just sucks that fast, you'll be able to, you know, pull back on it.
And you might have to give that phone back too. If you bought a phone as part of switching over, if they give you a huge discount on the phone by switching, know that you will have to give that phone back if you opt for that grace period.
Oh, yeah. The phone is a large portion of their hook, because they're usually selling you the phone at a much cheaper price because they're going to make the money on the long term, because, you know, you're part of their network for 3 years.
Yes. Most people don't realize these cell phones run anywhere from $900 to $1,300, $1,400, depending upon the phone. And so when you're buying that phone on some deal for $200, you've been subsidized $700, $800, $900, $1,000. Well, those companies are not just giving you that money. They know that at $75 a month, after six months, they're gonna be back to break even on you. Maybe 9 months into a 3-year deal, they're making their money.
Mm-hmm. The next thing you can do is if you're really, you know, you called in and they still didn't give you any sort of help and you've had extended problems, go to social media, kick up a storm, you know, tweet at their main clients, you use some hashtags, be descriptive, see if you, you know, get the attention of their social media person.
And this can be very effective because these people, these companies, are they want a good reputation. They want good, clean things posted. When things are put on specifics, they want to get that resolved. Those metrics show up in their systems and they want that cleaned out. But you have to be very, very cautious. Do not fabricate anything. Do not tell lies. Do not say, hey, you know, this phone is creating unicorns in my front yard, so I want to leave. That's not going to be a good play.
Right, because at some point they're going to ask you, all right, well, let's see these unicorns. Let's see if we can fix it. And then if you say, oh, well, I don't have pictures or I don't have any proof that this happens, that's whenever, you know, your whole argument falls apart.
So, yes, to summarize, you can get out of a cell plan, but you're going to have to do some homework and some negotiations.
And we also wanted to just keep this, it was a great question. And so we wanted to just stick with the theme of cell phones, stick with the theme of 5G for the rest of the segment here. This was a pretty interesting update from Germany. The European Union is now looking to extend the mandatory lifespan of cell phones. They're trying to combat this planned obsolescence.
That's right. They're going to force cell phone carriers. If you're going to sell your phones, your iPhones, your Android phones, your Galaxy phones, whatever phones in the European Union, they want to make it so that you have to support these phones for 7 years, which is huge because, okay, that's really cool that I don't have to go out every 2 years and buy a new phone. But the reality is, my phone, I have an iPhone 8 Plus that is 4 years old, so I'm already past the halfway point of that.
Yeah, I'm also, you know, on a four-year-old phone, and my phone's still kicking. And if I wanted to stick around for another year or two and just, you know, one part breaks, you know, one, I need a security update, all right, I still feel comfortable. I'm not hanging out in the wind because they're still supported products.
Absolutely. And so I guess this makes sense. Apple right now typically likes to support their phones 5 or 6 years. You know, if they push it out an extra year or so, that's a good thing. I don't know that I want a 7-year-old phone at this point.
I think one of the things that it also would do is it would force them to put out a new phone, which encourages me to go buy the new product. Because the fact that you and I are both on these older model phones, we talked about it, is because I'm just not excited about what the new product is. You know, now you're not just going to be able to rely on the fact that users will have to turn over their phones because they're old and unsupported. Now you need to provide a product which gets me excited, which has some improvements, which has new features, which make my life and my experience better. That's, you know, I kind of like that they're forced to do this now.
And one of the innovations that might get my attention is these foldable phones. And LG says they're coming out with a foldable screen that doesn't have the crease in it. Because right now, if you go out and you've got the Galaxy Z Fold 3, it's a really cool phone. It opens up, but it's got a crease down the middle of that plastic screen.
Yeah, and that crease is just really a problem in most foldables. We're just haven't quite pushed the technology far enough away forward yet to where it goes away. You know, some people are saying that after a while, you don't notice it anymore. You get used to it and it's fine. Maybe, you know, But I think that if LG really is serious and that they have figured it out, that would actually be pretty cool that there's no more crease. You know, you're really opening up the potential market here to doing some interesting things with your phone.
Yeah, the crease would be kind of like having a hinge to me in the middle, in between two screens, the way the Microsoft Duo was doing. I just think this would be, this now you've given me a larger screen to work with. I can fold it back and still have only the slim line if that's what I'm looking for. So you give technology advancements like that, now you have my interest. Just because you slapped another lens on the back of a camera and put another a higher number on it does not excite me.
I agree. And I think the foldableness by itself isn't the innovation that's going to grab me. But I think, you know, now you're just starting to be creative again. As you mentioned, that adding another lens on the back of it isn't creative anymore. We've seen that. We've done that. But, you know, really do something to change the way that really brings something new. That's whenever I'm really starting to say, okay, I'm back to wanting to upgrade more frequently now.
And the other real big reason to upgrade here at some point is 5G. And for those of you who don't know, 5G is the next generation of wireless networks. It's going to be anywhere from 10 to as much as 100 times faster than the 4G networks that we've been using for the past decade. The problem is 5G is still very, very new. It is still in the middle of a 3 to 5 year rollout, and it works great where you can get it.
Right. So as we move up the higher tiers from 3G to 4G to 5G, the amount of range that a single tower can cover keeps shrinking by a lot. And so you need a lot more 5G towers. And so right now, carriers are only putting them in the most dense areas. They're in Manhattan. They're in Houston proper. They're in Chicago proper. But they're not going to be in Katy. They're not going to be in Evanston.
And to give you some perspective, when we first went to the 3G cell sites, those cell sites were 400 feet off the ground because they could reach out 5 to 6 miles. And then we went to 4G, and those cell sites are at 200 feet, but they only reach out 2 to 3 miles. Well, 5G is going to be 50 feet off the ground, maybe as much as 100, but it's only going to reach out 1,500 feet. It's only going to reach out a quarter mile. So you're going to need 10 cell sites, 10 5G cell sites for every one 4G cell site that has been around for a long time. So it's going to take a long, long time to roll that out. So no, it's no surprise. We found a story where they compared the 5G experience across all 50 states and across 250 of the cities. And the most populated states have the most 5G coverage, and they have the fastest download speeds in the big cities where those states are.
Yeah, this just makes sense. You know, you are the carrier, and you say, okay, if I'm going to start investing in all this infrastructure, I want to make sure that the most number of people can use it. And the places where that's true are the big cities, you know, inside of Los Angeles proper. You know, you're not going to go out into one of the infinite number of suburbs that sits out there in Southern California and find it. But if you're there, you know, inside of Los Angeles, yeah, sure, you'll have your 5G and it'll be screaming fast. And so that's where we're sitting here on this.
Even places like a Baton Rouge or in New Orleans here in South Louisiana, which are 200,000 to 300,000 population, there's a couple of 5G cell sites here and there, but it's not a 5G blanketed coverage. But if you go to small towns outside of Baton Rouge, there's no 5G out there yet. They're planning where they're going to put these cell sites. But you're talking thousands and thousands and thousands of these 5G cell sites where you just didn't
have hundreds of people.
Right. And so to put a 5G cell site in a small town with 1,500 people or 30,000 people, as opposed to putting a 5G blanket in New York City with 20 million people, the math just doesn't work for you out in the small towns.
Yeah. Whenever you have more towers than people, something's not adding up there.
Now, eventually, it will get there. It will roll out. And like we said, this is a 2 to 3, maybe 5-year rollout in some spots. So be prepared, because it is coming, just not as fast as you want. So we do want to thank General Informatics. General Informatics is a technology firm with a mission to make our clients even more successful through the best use of technology. From the beginning, we have maintained our commitment to meeting the needs of our clients' goals through continuous innovation. With over 20 years of experience and a team of 70-plus engineers, programmers, and designers, GI has evolved to become the leading IT partner of businesses, schools, and government agencies. Our managed services teams can run your digital infrastructure or support your team on an on-demand basis, letting you focus on your business strengths. This has become a proven formula, so proven that 98% of our clients continue to do business with us year after year. The true testament to GI's success has been the strategic support of our clients' growth. Whether you need IT services, new technology, or you just have a question, visit us on the web at geninf.com.
If you enjoyed our show today, we are here on Talk 107.3 FM every Saturday at 4 p.m., and the show reruns Sundays also at 4 p.m. If you missed any part of the show, or you want to go back and hear previous episodes, check us out as a podcast available on almost every podcast platform, including iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, Google Music, and more. When you're there, be sure to subscribe so you get notified every time a new episode is posted. If you like our show, have some suggestions, or you want to send us a question to get your mug, text us at 225-255-0431. Thank you for listening to Tech Gumbo.